Shabbat Shalom. Take a second with me and just breathe. Take a scan of your body from the top of your head down to your toes. Do you feel any areas of tension, any places of pain, any pockets of discomfort? See if you can breathe into those areas. And note what happens when you pause to pay attention to your body. Most of the time, we live in our heads, and we don't always connect to the physical experience of our bodies. We push forward, not paying too much attention to the micro messages our bodies give us all day long. Maybe we just ignore a clenched jaw of discomfort, a rush of blood to the face in embarrassment, a turn of the stomach when we feel uneasy. We might not even pay attention to the ways in which our bodies feel good. And our bodies have a lot of information to give us about how we are doing. This Shabbat is a special one in our annual cycle. It is Shabbat Shira, the Shabbat of song, named so because it is this week that we read the Song of the Sea from the Torah. And it is also the weekend of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a time when many of us devote ourselves to performing acts of service. So in this single weekend, we are honoring singing, dancing, and physical acts of service, all of which require attention to our bodies as tools of expression and service. Hasidic master Nachman of Breslau prayed, "Dear God, stir my heart with the spirit of joy. Imbue my arms and my legs with that spirit. For my arms are encumbered and my legs have become heavy with my wrongdoings. Fill me, my God, with the cleansing spirit of holy joy and enliven all of my limbs. Help me raise my hands and clap. Help me lift my feet and dance, dance, dance." While we can't force joy, Rabbi Nachman teaches that dance has the capacity to influence our emotional state. It is the same with song. Looking at the biblical character of King Saul with a modern sensibility, we might understand him as going through emotional distress and depression. We read in 1 Samuel, "Now the Spirit of God had departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from God began to terrify him. Saul's courtiers said to him, 'An evil spirit of God is terrifying you.' But they knew the power of music to transform one's emotional state. And King Saul's courtiers suggested that they look for someone who is skilled at playing the stringed musical instrument called the lyre, so that whenever the evil spirit of God would come upon King Saul, the lyre would be played and he would feel better. And in fact, this is what happened. We read, "Whenever the evil spirit of God came upon Saul, David would take the lyre and play it. And Saul would find relief and feel better, and the evil spirit would leave him." Music has the power to move us, to use our physicality to change our emotional state, and to connect us with one another and our spiritual core. The Hasidic movement in the early 18th century was founded with a musical experience as a core way of expressing spiritual aspiration. Eastern European Jewry of the time were tormented with poverty and persecution, and the Hasidic movement arose, seeking a way to uplift Jews spiritually through singing. They would pour all of their emotions into song and go from grief and deep concern to extreme joy. And we still do this today. When we sing the words of Micha Mocha, the text of the Song of the Sea, we carry forth the hopes and the dreams of the Israelites, coming out of the horrors of slavery and into a newly freed people. Mi kamocha ba'elim Adonai, mi kamocha ne'edar ba'kodesh. When we sing together, we become unified with each other. We become unified with past generations who sang the same song. The song emerges from each of us individually, collectively, and across time and space. When we sing freedom songs at our seders, like Go Down Moses, we share a cross-cultural experience. Our singing expresses the longing for freedom. And in sharing the song, we learn something about another's lived experience. It's the same thing with dancing. When we dance an Israeli folk dance, or a West African dance, or hip-hop, we embody the music and movement of those who choreographed the dance. Music and dance transcends boundaries. Music and dance directly take us to the heart rather than the intellect. Music and dance are embodied experiences. They are not abstract. Likewise, acts of service demand that we actually participate with our bodies and our hands. In honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, many of us take the opportunity as an inspiration to engage in service projects using our hands to help those in need. Once again, this engagement uplifts us emotionally and spiritually and connects us with one another. A midrash says that when the ancient Israelites wandered through the wilderness for 40 years, a certain group of Levites were given the task of carrying the Holy Ark from place to place throughout the desert. How heavy it must have been, somebody commented, with those massive stone tablets inside of it. What a burden you must have had on your shoulders. Not at all, a Levite answered. It was not a burden, for the Ark actually carried those who carried it. As we too give of ourselves to others, body, spirit, and intention, may we feel elevated and carried by the energy embodied in that moment of chesed, of loving kindness. May the work of our bodies elevate our souls. May we dance and sing with joy. Shabbat Shalom.